Hello and welcome to the seventh episode of Men Without Hair. I'm Glenn Weissman, and this is my partner, Jeff Clapp.
Hey, everybody.
And we are the team behind Power Pair Marketing. We created this podcast series to help our clients, prospective clients, and people who are just looking to get a handle on a business or marketing problem. We're happy to help you and provide you with our insights so your business can perform better. Today's topic, is the price right? Or should I post fees on my website? Jeff, what do you think?
Well, here's the honest truth, right? People shop online and they're looking for a specific service, a specific product, and they're going to want to know what you're going to charge them for it because they're shopping around. So no price can definitely be a turnoff. So I do think it's, you know, again, it really depends on lots of different factors. You know, obviously, if you have products and you don't have prices on your website, that's going to be a turnoff because people are going to be like, what's going on here? And as far as service base goes, it depends. Now, again, it may not be a specific dollar amount, you know, like you and I were talking about, you know, earlier in a conversation, it may be like a percentage or whatever, but you're going to want that information as a end user. You're going to want to see that information up front because you got to be able to compare apples to apples. And so if you don't have that information, that can be difficult. And then you may not be comfortable enough to contact the business to find out what the pricing is yet because you're not in that stage of the purchasing process, right? You're either in the research stage or whatever. You're just shopping around. You're not necessarily looking to get into a conversation because I find that people, as soon as they get into a conversation, are like, uh-oh, now I got to buy something, right? Whatever you can do to set up a potential customer with as much information as possible is better than not.
A price being posted, not being posted, really, once you find it out, it could be it could lead to a mismatch being avoided. That way, nobody wastes anyone's time. In this case, I'm thinking in terms of fiduciary advisors who generally charge between 0.5% and 1.5% of assets under management. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like 1% could be a pretty good rule of thumb. But advisors may actually have an asset minimum that they're willing to bring on board or may opt to charge hourly fees instead of a percentage. You can have a variety of different ways that you're approaching things. And if you're in a category like a financial advisor, you may want to actually be upfront and say, you know something, I have a rule. My rule is we don't accept clients with less than $500,000 or X dollars, whatever it is, in assets. And we charge a percentage, and our percentage is, and you can even give a small range, but you know, you want to make sure that it's fairly narrow and people understand what you're doing.
Right.
And that way there are expectations that can be met right at that first, with that first conversation.
Sure. No, 100%. You know, even when you're talking about a custom product, you know, you can create tiers of service or, you know, a range for what an average client spends, just so that someone, when they're looking at your, you know, you're looking at your products or services, kind of has a basic idea, right? Because, you know, if they're looking at one person and it's X, and then they're looking at you and it's Y, and they're totally mismatched, okay, well, you know, that's going to cause, you know, that could cause a problem. You know, there's a slippery slope where you post a price, and then what you got to deal with is creep. You know, especially in marketing, we deal with creep all the time, right? Because you get into a conversation, you're laying out what, you know, what you're going to do for a client, and all of a sudden they have a brilliant idea a week later, right? And that's, oh, can we do this and can we do that? Well, it may be outside of the scope, you know, of the original project. And so now you got to come back and say, well, listen, you know, that's going to be an added fee, right? So it's just important to make sure that you put that up front in front of your customer so that your customer knows what to expect. Because nothing turns somebody off faster than getting hit with a fee that they weren't expecting.
Yeah. And, you know, for many of our clients, the insurance and legal professionals who operate on commission or contingency, this is not a problem. They're not charging anybody for anything unless they collect money or they sell a policy. There's no money is changing hands. And even if money does change hands, the changing of the hands means it's never actually coming out of your pocket. When you have a settlement, the settlement, a percentage of the money, usually about a third, ends up with the attorney.
Yeah.
Then you have a policy, you're paying the insurance company, and the insurance company is sending a commission to the agent.
Right.
It's not something that where you see anything. We do have one legal client, though, who has forms with worksheets that actually explain the costs involved. And
sure.
That, I think, is great transparency.
100%. I would agree with that.
Yes. Well, that's it for this week. Check back again next week for our next installment of men without hair.
Have a great week, everybody.